This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. The U.S. is warning Iran it should not mistake President Donald Trump's last-minute decision to not retaliate militarily for Tehran's shoot-down of an unmanned U.S. drone as weakness. U.S. National Security Advisor John Bolton.
No one has granted them a hunting license in the Middle East. As President Trump said on Friday, our military is rebuilt, new, and ready to go. By far the best in the world. Sanctions are biting.
Bolton's warning came hours after Trump said he plans to impose major new sanctions against Iran on Monday. He did not provide details on what those sanctions might be. President Trump is pushing back by a couple of weeks the raids planned for today by U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement. AP's Ben Thomas reports.
The operation was expected to begin Sunday and would have targeted people with final orders of removal, including families whose immigration cases had been fast-tracked by judges. But Saturday afternoon, President Trump tweeted from Camp David that he was delaying the sweep for 2 weeks at the request of Democrats. He says he hopes that will give lawmakers time to work out solutions to the border issues, which he identified as the asylum and loophole problems. In her own tweet, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says time is needed for comprehensive immigration reform, and the delay is welcome. Ben Thomas, Washington.
Members of Sudan's protest movement say they've accepted an Ethiopian roadmap for a civilian-led transitional government after a months-long standoff with the country's military rulers. Ahmed Rabi, a spokesman for the Sudanese Professionals Association, told the Associated Press on Sunday that the Ethiopian proposal included a leadership council with 8 civilian and 7 military members with a rotating chairmanship. This is VOA News. Ethiopian officials say the chief of staff of the army was shot and killed by his bodyguard late Saturday, hours after what officials described as an attempted coup in Ethiopia's Amhara state. A spokeswoman for Ethiopian Prime Minister Abiy Ahmed said the army chief and a retired general were killed in a coordinated attack at home. Millions of Istanbul residents voted on Sunday in a rerun of a mayoral election that's become a referendum on President Tayyip Erdogan's policies and a test of Turkey's ailing democracy. When the opposition Republican People's Party candidates secured a narrow victory over Erdogan's AK party in Turkey's largest city, it was a rare electoral defeat for the president in the March vote. But after weeks of appeals, Turkey's high election board in May annulled the vote, citing irregularities. The opposition called the decision a coup against democracy. Former British Foreign Secretary Boris Johnson is promising to deliver Brexit in his first formal pitch to the party members in Birmingham in central England. Opening his address, he said we need to get Brexit done and to be prepared to leave the EU without a withdrawal deal in place.
They're looking for somebody with the determination and the courage and the application to get Brexit over the line, to relaunch our party, and then to take the fight to the socialists. That's what people want.
Johnson's opponent is the current Foreign Secretary, Jeremy Hunt, and he says he's prepared to do the same thing, but in the right way.
We must keep our promise to the British people. But I would do so with a heavy heart because of the risks to businesses up and down the country and the risks to the union.
Johnson is the favorite of Tory lawmakers to take the party leadership, replacing Theresa May as prime minister. The death toll in a deadly building collapse in Cambodia is at least 17, with 24 injured. The workers were sleeping on the second floor of the 7-story building, which was under construction. Survivors said at least 50 to 60 workers used the building as their housing. According to North Korean state media, North Korean leader Kim Jong-un has received a personal letter from the U.S. president and is contemplating its contents. The official Korean Central News Agency posted a picture of Kim holding a letter from President Trump, apparently on White House letterhead. The report quoted Kim as praising its excellent content. There were no other details on the content. And thousands of supporters of LGBT rights marched in the Ukrainian capital, Kyiv, on Sunday under a heavy police presence. They marched in the center of the capital while waving rainbow and Ukrainian flags. Organizers of the march said about 8,000 people took part. I'm Marissa Melton. This is VOA News.